Blog Talk Radio.
We're coming to you live from Take the Dress Off. How's everybody doing out there? We're still coming to you from two separate states, talking about a certain team known as
Soccer. How many more championships do you guys think we're going to predict Van der Steel?
Gentlemen, the only question is not will they repeat, but how many times?
You know, I don't think we're talking about a repeat, a three-peat, or even a four-peat.
That's right. We're talking a minimum eight-peat.
Everybody, late night sports talk. We're back talking about that special team called the Bulls, a specific team from the two certain cities, two different states, the same thing we've been doing for years. I'm Darren, it's Craig. We've been talking a few seconds, and I don't know. I had to change the intro up. It's just been bad. It's even worse.
Yeah, you just change it up to the intro that already plays a lot of Mac. Please, we'll
just... And anyhow, next, come back next time.
Well, yeah, let's just get right into it. So the Bulls, apparently, Garpax and Tom Thibodeau don't get along.
Yeah, screw them. Keep Tibbs.
So, apparently...
I got Tibbs on Tibbs.
It's funny because Jeff Van Gundy literally just called him out beforehand,
yeah,
saying how his claims were that, you know, it's not fair to Tom Thibodeau. He's such a good coach. He shouldn't have to go through this. You know, and the Bulls have screwed over so many coaches between Scott Skiles and that other guy, and now Tom Thibodeau.
They've had problems with every coach they've ever had.
Yeah, and that's
the bottom line.
And then it's not fair for Tom to go through this scrutiny. And interesting enough, it's actually the same exact reasoning as why John Paxson punched Vinny Del Negro in the face, and that was because he kept wanting to play Joakim Noah, and Garpax believed more in that preservation-type philosophy. And Thibodeau obviously is the exact opposite. And because they agree on literally everything else except for that one thing, seems like Garpax, you know, they want to get rid of him yet again.
If they get rid of Tom Thibodeau, I mean, the bottom line is I'm probably not going to – I'm just going to hope they lose every single game. You can't get rid of a guy like Thibodeau. Like, Thibodeau is one of those rare coaches where he's just – his defense is – granted, they haven't been great this year, and the team's been very up and down. But the guy's so good. How do you not – I don't care what he does. He's one of the he might be the best coach in the game. He hasn't won anything yet, but his star player's been out for 2 years.
And honestly, when you look at it, it's like guard packs are good at their job, they're like above average, but they're not the best. They're not even close to the best. They've made tons of mistakes. They're the same idiots who wanted to get Boozer here so bad. They drafted Tony Snell. I mean, he's good. You know, he's getting better, but it's not like they're bringing in a ton of talent. The Thunder bring in more talent than this team. We're not, but Tom Thibodeau, he is, other than Popovich, who's, you know, a Hall of Fame coach, other than him, he's the best coach in the NBA. And there's things he does better than Popovich, obviously, especially when it comes to defense. So it's like, and not just that, but when it comes to Tom Thibodeau and Derrick Rose, they kind of need each other because Derrick Rose's biggest weakness is he can't really play defense and he needs help defense all the time. And Tom Thibodeau's biggest weakness is he doesn't know exactly how to run an offense. He can kind of help the offense, but he doesn't know the specifics that Derrick Rose knows and can kind of help the team along, and he can take over a game for him, which is exactly what Tom Thibodeau needs. So that Thibs and Rose need each other. Once you separate those two, you're really going to see each other's weaknesses.
Yeah, that's I can't even believe we're having this conversation. Like, the fact that when I first heard this, like, my jaw dropped to the floor. I mean, I knew they didn't get along, but I didn't think it would get to the point where potentially if they don't win a title per se or get to the finals, that he could one of those guys are gone. Like,
He like, how can you even judge? Like Tom Thibodeau just, like, went – like, he went to the playoffs with, like, top five worst team in the league, like, over and over, and now he's going to get fired? Like, Tom Thibodeau could not have done his job any more perfectly in Chicago these last 5 years. There's no way. Like,
what do you expect him to do? He didn't have – you know, it's like, what do they expect out of him? He didn't have star player.
Every single other coach in the league would have done worse. Every single other coach. I would say even Popovich, because Popovich has more talent than Thibs did.
And he had to hide Boozer for the entire time during that on defense. So he has all these bums, and he's got Carlos Boozer out there he has to hide because he's worse than all these bums.
But not, I mean, we had like DJ Augustine, and we had like CJ Watson, and we had that other point guard guy.
CJ Watson.
Who was the other point guard that we had that had to take off?
Nate Robinson.
God, like we literally, Nate Robinson was the best player on our team. That's how horrible we were. He had to run the entire offense, and we still got past the first round of the playoffs. Like, how can you say like literally John or literally what's his guy? I don't know anybody's name. I got like Alzheimer's now. Literally,
Paxton and Gar Foreman.
No, I was gonna say even Phil Jackson couldn't have won with this lineup in the last few years.
No. No, not many coaches would do what Thibodeau did.
Phil Jackson wouldn't have even made the playoffs last year with this.
He would have just quit. He would have been like, "Yeah, I don't feel like doing this."
So I obviously, hopefully, the owner Jerry Reinsdorf or whatever his name is, he has to see the common trend here and see that obviously it's not these coaches anymore. It's these guys can't get along.
I mean. I'm just can't even believe this is even a possibility. Because if Thibodeau goes, he will be in Cleveland or maybe Oklahoma City, depending on if Scott Brooks is there. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Thibodeau in Oklahoma City? Holy crap.
Well, if it's Thibs in OKC, they're going to, like, five-peat.
Kevin Durant will just be, like, this lights-out defender all of a sudden.
I mean, that defense, even with the offensive struggles between Westbrook and Durant, it's not even going to matter.
Yeah, because like 4 points will be scored.
Plus, Thibs will probably just dick to him like he did with Derrick Rose and everybody and Jimmy Butler. Like it seems like he's doing now where he just talks to the guy and tells him, look, you got to stop doing this crap.
I know. Doc Rivers has not been anything since we talked about, I think, on the last show. Yeah, like you said, it's. I think that Celtics thing was a lot more of Thibs than it was Doc Rivers, especially defensively.
All Doc Rivers did was coach up Rajon Rondo. That's literally it. Because he saw a similar play style and made him better. I mean, all that was because that was the first time you ever had a huge free agency of a big three like that. It's not like, today. That was the first time ever just having Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce and Rajon Rondo. So that was just like, it was honestly a big four. And Perkins played his role really well, too, because Perkins like a perfect role player in that kind of position where all you need is defense and rebounding. Just smart defense, physical defense, and rebounding. That's what he does best. So that team was totally stacked. I mean, like
we're – Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, anyone could have won a championship with that. And then you have that whole defense thing. The reason why Ray Allen was able to play defense and everything else, that was all Tom Thibodeau. His defense got way better. That was all Thibs. That self-defense, that was all Tom Thibodeau. Like, I was saying, it was Rajon Rondo. That was it.
You know what happens if Thibodeau goes? Like I that's it. Boom, your title window's closed. Unless you get, I don't know who you get that makes the situation better. It can't get better.
It's impossible.
We'll
it can get way worse. It's impossible. Yeah. It's like even if you get an above average coach, you went from the second best in the NBA to like average. So it's like if this is like a rating out of 100, you have like 98 overall, and then you go to like a 70 something. It's like, oh cool.
Yeah, there's no going up. It's only down.
And you're not even going to get somebody close to the same. Like, not even close to the same. Not even slightly worse. It's going to be way worse no matter what. Tom Thibodeau was a steal. I mean, Thibs has been around defense and great teams to watch and film for forever. It was a shock he didn't get a head coaching job beforehand. You're never going to find
it's weird
that
he
like
did. He must have not have interviewed well in the interview process. But even at that, who cares? The guy's a genius. I don't know. Gar Pax, they've screwed up a lot. They've made some dumb moves, some dumb deals, some bad free agent signings. They've done some a lot of good things, too. I think they're a decent team.
And they overpaid Rose, too.
Oh, my God. That's the worst deal ever.
I mean, he's great, but he's not that great. He's not, like, better than Kevin Durant great.
Yeah, that's Durant money.
That's better. He gets paid more than Durant.
No, I'm saying the only guy who should get paid that kind of money is Kevin Durant, bottom line.
And, honestly, other than Derrick Rose, this team's been crap other than this year. Like, every single year, this team has been total crap other than Derrick Rose. Like, 2011, I mean, well, maybe, I mean, they kind of had their, run in the mid to late, of that 2000 to 2010 arrow, you know, with Ben Gorin and Kirk Heinrich, but that's only like above average. That's just, you know, how do you get in NBA hell, like the guidelines. And the only reason they even got Derrick Rose was because, you know, obviously the lottery was probably rigged.
Yeah, I mean, he took Nate Robinson into the second round of the playoffs. That was it. That's all that was on that team. And then you look at...
I mean, Joe's good, but Joakim's just a scrap guy. Like, he's the most replaceable. I mean, he's not... Well, he's good, but still, it's like that... You kind of left out on Joe.
He's not irreplaceable.
No, but it's like there is no real talent. The only thing here is Pau Gasol.
Yeah, that's it. Now, and look what he took to the finals against the Heat. Like, the Heat were just a better team than they were that year. It was Derrick Rose... Only. It was basically Derrick Rose and Lou Oldang hitting some corner threes. It was Derrick Rose and a bunch of guys who sometimes hit shots.
They're just Derrick Rose.
Exactly.
Like if Derrick Rose didn't play, this team was total garbage. Like that.
Yeah, they would have lost in the first round.
And then they were handed Rose. And not only that, but if you take guys like Jimmy Butler, if Tom Thibodeau wasn't the coach, Jimmy Butler would still be a bum. He would just be like average at best. Because honestly...
Exist.
Honestly, all he has now is defense. Offensively, he doesn't really do anything. He has, like, an average mid-range jumper, an average or below-average three-point shot, and then he just can draw a foul when he drives in. He's not, like, a fantastic finisher. He can just draw a foul when he drives in. He's very replaceable offensively. Defensively, no, he's a lockdown defender. But offensively, there's lots of guys that are like that. Average mid-range jumper, can drive, draw a foul. That's, like, every NBA team has, like, three or four of those guys.
Like, he hits shots he's supposed to hit. And, you know, that's it. I mean, he got real hot at the beginning of the year, but he kind of went through like a Jeremy Lin phase.
He has clutch, though. That's the only thing he's got going for himself on offense. But other than that, he's really just your typical NBA guy.
But I honestly, I'm almost speechless at this entire deal. I don't understand how – I don't get it. This doesn't make sense. It's like red flag, red flag. What are you guys thinking? You have the best coach in the NBA. The next Popovich, you have him. You don't have to look anywhere else. Just give him the team. Yeah, you know what? Does he manage minutes great? I don't know. Everyone in the 90s didn't manage minutes.
Yeah,
who cares?
And that's the other thing, too, is Tom Thibodeau's argument is his biggest fear is what he calls – I lost the article and I pissed off because I can't find it. But his – well, it was just an interview he has. It's his words anyway. It's not what the dumb article writer wrote. But it just – he was just saying, you know, his biggest fear is deconditioning and that when you don't play, all you do is increase your chances for injuries. And historically, he's dead on. You can't argue
he's
with that.
He's dead on.
Because it's like, I mean, look at players in the 90s and throughout before, and even like I was talking about last show with high school football and everything. Like, if you, like, those guys play forever and they never get hurt. Like, the Jerry Rices, you know, the old 90s running backs, like, you didn't get hurt that often at all. Like, unless you tore your ACL, you didn't really get hurt. And even that, like, never happened.
You know, as players get older, like, in the Popovich area, I mean, Duncan played a lot of minutes back in the day, but as he got older, that's when he managed. Derrick Rose is 25. All these, like, a guy like Noah, I'm kind of okay with managing some of his minutes just because of his foot issues and stuff like that. But there's really no excuse why Derrick Rose shouldn't be playing the maximum amount that he wants to. Honestly, like at least he's playing more minutes now. He'll be getting more time. Maybe that'll help him work back into the groove. But I know you got to know when to manage your minutes. You got to know when to not manage your minutes. That's really what it comes down to. You know, you don't have to give guys off. Like, Popovich gives guys off the whole night. That doesn't make any sense to me. You know, Thibodeau's a scrappy coach. He wants to win every single game, and he wants to light everyone, you know, he wants to turn everyone down and not let them score a point.
Well, and his thing, too, is that does make you better, and he's absolutely right because, you know, he just says, like, your total ability is just the compilation of all your past experiences and that these grinds and playing hurt and everything and, you know, playing these, keeping your starters and it's just going to make you better. And he is technically right.
Yep.
You can't argue with that. And, you know, up until literally whatever's happened, his argument is that the reason why players get injured more is that they don't play as much. And that's why you look at any other sport like, you know, NFL, or he was talking about some other sports too. Baseball for one, how now you have more pitchers than ever and more people need that elbow surgery, whatever it's called. And stuff like that.
Tommy John.
Yeah, so now there's more Tommy John surgeries now than ever, when before that never happened. I guess there were less pitchers. I don't know anything about baseball, but that's his universal argument about sports, is that it's because of the less playing that's why players get hurt. And, I mean, history is the most accurate, you know, tale of being correct. So, you can't really argue with them, even though it seems like Popovich's thing is working now, but, you know, it didn't work up until now, so I don't really... I guess it's too early in history to be able to tell in the long term what works or not, why players are getting hurt so much.
Well, those guys are old as hell. That's the bottom line.
I mean, basically how I used to look at it was, you know, like if I was coaching, and then this goes against myself, but in the end it's honestly true, is that play your players in the ground, and if they get hurt, then it wasn't meant to be anyways. And it's a good thing they got hurt, because then you know that they were going to get hurt. Because if somebody's injury prone, it's good to run everybody in the ground and find out right away, because then you can, you know, move on and find out who isn't injury prone, and then that's never a risk.
That's true. That's a good way to look at it, honestly.
You might as well just, you know, play and test your players the limit, and then you can, you know, it's a natural filter early in the season to know who's going to get hurt or not get hurt, so you're already adjusted come playoff time. And in the future, too, you know, if you play rookies or, you know, young guys little by little, and then they get hurt and you try and preserve them all the time, then you're literally just giving up your chances to luck. And it's not even just luck, but up until now, you know, these artificial recoveries of guys like Derrick Rose and Adrian Peterson would never happen. They're just done. So you just move on to the next guy. So from a GM coaching, you know, point of view, that's honestly the best way to do it.
So not to totally get off, and we're still on the same subjects, but moving forward a little bit, how do we keep Thibodeau? I think honestly the only way, unless things get, if things are actually as bad as they seem to be, according to sources, quote unquote, you know, how do you keep him? I think you got to go to the finals. We don't have to necessarily win the finals. I think you should.
That's
but,
the most outrageous thing. That's
but
like,
it's crazy. Yeah. That's probably what it is. Maybe Eastern Conference Finals.
Like, man, I'm pissed. That's like telling our future Bears head coach, like, oh, you have to win the Super Bowl. Like, I don't care if Cutler's your quarterback. I don't care how bad your defense is.
Yeah.
You have to get the Super Bowl, otherwise you're fired. Like we could hire, like, Bill Walsh from the dead. It doesn't matter. You have to get a Super Bowl. It's like, that's the most bullshit thing ever. Oh, and what's funny is that Popovich literally said the word bullshit. He said that's bullshit when he was referring to the crap Tom Thibodeau has to go through and that he's losing the team. So, I mean, even because, you know, Popovich and Thibs have a lot of respect for each other, and Popovich is calling this out, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're equally each other's favorite coaches in the NBA. There's
yeah,
no doubt
sure.
about that. There's no one that those guys respect more than each other.
Yeah, well,
and you have the next Popovich. I mean, that's we or the Bulls have. Like, there's no doubt about it. To me, you got a guy who's, you know, cored in defense, and that's it. You know, ice. That's it. You know, it's all defense. When you're in Chicago, you're known for great defenses, even in basketball. You have everything you need. Why are we even having this conversation? Thibs should be. He should get a 20-year extension.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was thinking. Like, if I were ever named, you know, like the owner of the Bulls, first thing I would, you know, publicly say is we're gonna do everything we can to keep Thibodeau here coaching as long as possible. He is the franchise. Thibs is more important than any player. I was saying this before, and this came true, that Tom Thibodeau is more important than Derrick Rose. And sure enough, Derrick Rose goes down, we still get past the first round and lose because that's all it is. It's him. But if you have Derrick Rose without Thibs, Derrick Rose's defense will get totally – this whole team will get exposed. It's not just Derrick Rose's defense. Everybody will get totally exposed once we bring in a new coach. Because this team is not that great. I mean – it is really good, but when you go up against teams like just talent-wise, like the Cavs and the Thunder blow this team away. But when you combine Tom Thibodeau and everything else, then this team has a shot at winning the finals.
You know, and when you look at it this year, he's had a lot of injuries. He's had to really mess with his rotations, which always makes things worse. He's 12-3 when everyone's healthy. Like when all five starters are there, he's 12-3. I mean, that should answer anyone's questions about why the season hasn't been that great, why it's been up and down. I mean, granted, they beat Golden State, and now they can't beat the Lakers. But if the starters were in, you have to think they'd be blowing teams out. If Dunleavy and Butler were there, I mean, Butler's here now, but you got Dunleavy. I think Dunleavy is super, super important in this team, and I think it's very undervalued in the majority of people's minds. He plays solid defense. He's consistent with the shot. He's someone you have to close out on every single time. When Thibodeau gets him back, that's when the season is going to start to turn around. And now that Noah's back, I don't know what to say. Like, this doesn't make any sense to me. Why Thibodeau should be the coach for the next till he dies?
I know it sucks too that there's only literally one disagreement. And that's a sign that, you know, Garpacks just don't have the social skills to be able to work as a team. Like, it's basic, even just from a business standpoint, for any business people out there, that's just basic business, you know, understandings that if you have to find, like, you're never going to find anybody in life that you agree with on everything. It's impossible. So if you can't work with somebody, they don't agree with everything, then that means unless you're fully in control, and Paxton obviously isn't good enough to coach, neither is Gar Foreman, then it's just not going to work. Then you can't, it's not, it's, I mean, it'd be different if you're the best at what you do, but they're not. They're just, like, above average. Thibs is the best at what he does, and when it comes to his defense and everything.
Yeah, there's no one in the NBA who coaches a better defense than Tom Thibodeau. Honestly, there's no coach in the NBA except for Popovich.
There's
a better coach.
There's honestly never been a better defensive coach in, like, all of NBA history, really.
No, I can't name one.
I mean, imagine if Tom Thibodeau had the rosters that these other teams did.
Oh, my God. Imagine him with the 96 Bulls.
Oh, I know. Or just, like, as an assistant, just running the defense. They're,
yeah,
they're
that's what I'm saying.
Goal.
God, this makes me sick. Like, I've been sick to my stomach since I heard the Joe Calley report.
Especially, too, like Paxton just totally just sabotaging his team by bringing all this up right when you're on a championship run. Like, this team's, like, amazing. This team's as amazing as it gets, and you're going to ruin the whole year just because of this one disagreement.
I want to punch John Paxson and just beat the living shit out of him.
Yeah, but John Paxson fights pretty good, according to Vince.
Yeah, but when I bring a fucking bulldozer, what's he gonna do then?
Then it's just gonna turn to WWE. He's gonna bring like a I don't even know. He's gonna bring like a sludgehammer, and then Triple H can come out.
Yeah, but Paul Bearer's coming with me. Like, I'm gonna have the power of the urn.
Yeah, then Hulk Hogan's gonna bring a semi truck and run you over in the ambulance.
No, but before the ambulance comes, Stone Cold's coming with the beer truck.
Oh, my God, it's over there.
And then I'm going to drink beer with him. He's going to stunner me in the Bulls' office.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, we just, oh, my God. We've been watching too much wrestling videos. We should just cover wrestling. If wrestling was good, it'd be awesome. We should just, too bad we weren't doing this in the late 90s.
Yeah, I know. Too bad we weren't like this age in the late 90s. It'd be perfect.
Oh, it'd be awesome. Now we're too busy covering Paxton and Thibodeau fighting. I want to see Paxton and Thibodeau fight, because I think if you piss Thibodeau off, it'll kill you.
I think Thibs just goes nuts, and there's no way he can. Plus, he's big, too. Like weight is the most underrated thing in fighting.
Yeah.
The fat guys always win the fight. I mean, unless you're, like, overly super trained, and it's one-hit kill, like, the fat guy's always going to win. it's just basic physics. Like, weight is so important in fighting.
He punched Vinny down there, though. That's so funny. At least Vinny deserved it.
Yeah, no, at least Vinny deserved the goal, but, I mean, Scott Skiles was a good coach. Vinny was still, technically Vinny's the one. See, that's the scary thing, is that technically Vinny Del Negro is an above-average coach, so we could get even worse.
Oh, my God. I don't know who you hire. I don't know what happens if that. If Tom Thibodeau leaves, I have zero clue who comes in. I don't
even care at that point. I'm done with this.
Me either.
They have no shot.
Until there's new owners and there's new GM and everything. Nope, I'd be done. Garpak's terrible. Get them out of here. If anyone goes, maybe Reinsdorf wakes up and goes, hold on a second. These guys want to fire Thibodeau, but they're the ones screwing up Thibodeau's about. I hope he sees it. I hope he does.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you have to notice the trend. What's been the reoccurring problem has been that Garpak's can't get along with coaches, and Garpak's need to go because they're not that good at their job anyways. They're replaceable. Thibs can do some of the scouting. I mean, it's really not that hard to scout anyway. There's lots of scouts all over the place.
Yeah.
It's not like coaches. There's only two great coaches right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess we'll end this show, and then we'll go to part two, because it's a good thing to end since we're pretty much wrapping up on this subject. So we'll see you guys in part two.